From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. A powerful earthquake struck southern Taiwan near the city of Tainan Saturday, collapsing a massive apartment complex and killing at least 11 people, including an infant. Authorities say dozens are feared trapped in the building. Hundreds of people were injured. The U.S. Geological Survey says the epicenter of the shallow 6.4 magnitude quake was located about 40 kilometers southeast of Tainan, where the damage was most extensive. The quake began shaking buildings at around 4 a.m. local time. Taiwan's Central Weather Bureau said several aftershocks followed. On social media and in news reports, some remarked that the quake reminded them of the island's massive quake in 1999. Saturday morning's earthquake hit while many were still asleep and seriously impacted several buildings and damaged others, including historic temples. Representatives of the United States, China, Afghanistan, and Pakistan are expected to agree to a plan to facilitate peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban at a meeting in Islamabad Saturday. Sartaj Aziz is the Pakistani Prime Minister's advisor on foreign affairs.
The group will now focus on the early adoption of a roadmap for the reconciliation process and identify the way forward for holding direct peace talks between the representative of the government of Afghanistan and the Taliban groups as early as possible.
The four countries are trying to find a way to convince the Afghan Taliban to come to the table. Be sure to look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The mosquito-borne Zika virus is revealing new challenges almost daily, especially in Latin America, where the disease is most prevalent. In Brazil, health officials say they found live samples of the Zika virus in saliva and urine samples. Paulo Godella, a scientist at the Oswaldo Cruz Foundation, said casual kissing increases the risk of being infected with the virus. Brazil entered the alcohol-fueled carnival season Friday, a time when people commonly kiss strangers they meet at huge street parties. Doctors suspect the Zika virus is linked to a rare neurological condition called microcephaly, which causes babies to be born with abnormally small heads. The White House says President Barack Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping agreed in a phone call Friday that a planned ballistic missile test by North Korea would be another provocative and destabilizing action. A White House statement said the two leaders agreed that such a test would violate multiple UN Security Council resolutions. North Korea recently announced plans for a rocket launch following what Pyongyang said was a successful test of a hydrogen bomb in January. The White House said Obama and Xi reaffirmed during their phone call that they would not accept North Korea as a nuclear weapons state and said they are committed to the complete and verifiable denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Tens of thousands of Syrians are fleeing their homes in Aleppo for a safe refuge in Turkey. They're escaping as Russia intensifies airstrikes in northern Syria against rebel groups trying to overthrow President Bashar al-Assad. Turkey says thousands more Syrians are heading toward its border. Turkey says it has already taken in more than 2.5 million Syrians since the Syrian civil war began nearly 5 years ago. NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg says Russia's airstrikes in Syria are undermining efforts to find a non-military solution to the conflict. The Pentagon has released nearly 200 pictures previously withheld from the public that document prisoner abuse in some Iraq and Afghanistan detention centers from 2001 to 2009. The photos come from independent criminal investigations into allegations of misconduct by U.S. personnel. That's according to a Defense Department spokesman. And Twitter is ramping up its fight against terrorism, saying it has suspended 125,000 accounts over the past several months for threatening or promoting terrorist acts. Most of the people behind the accounts were affiliated with or supported the Islamic State, according to Twitter. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.